Hi guys, this is Parth, and this is our first episode of the Life and Stories of Albert Einstein podcast. Aditya and I, Parth, will be anchoring this podcast. Aditya, are you excited?
Of course I am, Parth. This podcast is going to be awesome.
In the podcast, you will be learning all about the greatest scientist, mathematician and inventor of all time, Albert Einstein.
And in this episode, we'll be interviewing Albert Einstein.
Yes. Hi, Albert.
Hi, I am Albert Einstein.
So, Albert Einstein, when were you born?
I was born on March 14th, 1879.
So, cool. Did you have any siblings?
Yes, I did. I had one sister, Maria Einstein, who went by Maja.
What about your parents?
My mom was Pauline Einstein, and my dad was Hermann Einstein.
And how was your childhood?
Oh, people say that I did not talk until I was two. My parents were worried about me until one evening I said, "The soup is too hot."
Wow! I bet that gave your parents a surprise.
It sure did.
What other facts can you tell us about your childhood?
Let's see here. Okay. My father gave me a compass, and I was fascinated by it, which is what sort of powered me to become an inventor / scientist. I composed songs in the name of God at age 12. I was deeply religious and was into science from the very beginning.
Of course you were. Did you play any instruments?
Yes, I was really good at the violin, and I played some piano too.
I have heard that if you didn't become a scientist, you would be a musician.
Yes, that's true.
Did you have any bad habits, or did you do anything bad?
Yes, I've been criticized for not wearing socks, which I was fine with. But sadly, I smoked, which was a bad habit of mine.
Wow, I never thought you wouldn't wear socks.
It's true.
Well, can you go a bit more in depth with your parents' stories?
Sure. They were both middle-class Jews. My father, Hermann Einstein, was at first a featherbed salesman, and eventually he ran an electrochemical factory with moderate success. My mother ran the house.
And your education?
When I was in school, I hated it because I didn't just want the facts. I wanted to know how things worked. In fact, a teacher once told me that I would amount to nothing. At 16, I ran away from school and landed on the doorstep of my surprised parents' doorstep.
Oh, did you have any famous quotes?
Yes. My most famous one is, "Imagination is more important than knowledge." I have a few other famous ones. "Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving." And "Insanity, doing the same thing over and over and again and expecting different results. Or if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough." Here are a few more. "No problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. The important thing is to not stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. Two things are infinite. The universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the universe. Try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. And finally, imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions."
Let's go into the facts. What was your very well-known IQ?
A very high 160.
And what were you known for?
My equation of E equals MC squared. I was also known for my many inventions.
In your adult life?
I was married to Maleva Marchich from 1903 to 1919, and Elsa Einstein from 1919 to 1936. I had three kids, Edward Einstein, Hans Albert Einstein, and Liesl Einstein.
When did you die?
I died on April 18th, 1955, of abdominal aortic aneurysm.
Okay. Thanks, Albert!